Welcome to another edition of Valley Voices. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh, your host, and joining me today are Scott Willoughby and Will Rausch, and we're going to be talking about sort of fact-checking some of the Garfield County Commissioners' reasons why they do not support permanent protection of the Thompson Divide as written in the proposed CORE Act. Thanks for joining me today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
First of all, Scott Willoughby, you were at the county commissioners meeting in February where they kind of reversed, they flip-flopped on their support for permanent protection of Thompson Divide. What was your reaction?
Well, I'm trying to think of an appropriate analogy. I think I felt like I was going out to get a haircut and I wound up with a frontal lobotomy.
Wow.
You know, I had had conversations with some of the commissioners prior to that meeting and felt like we were moving forward. I was told that the commissioner's position had not changed for the past decade and mm-hmm. continued to remain unchanged. Going into the meeting, we saw a draft letter that was in support of the Thompson Divide Coalition and its efforts to pursue legislative withdrawal from the minerals. And I listened to Mike Sampson discuss the resolution that they hammered out in 2009, one of the first things that he did as a county commissioner, and talk about what a great job that he thought they did on that letter, on that resolution, and all the things that we can accomplish when we work together.
Right. He really had a speech prepared for that meeting.
One of the very first things I did as a county commissioner was sit down with Don DeFord as our attorney at that time, and we hammered out this resolution in 09. And I think we did a pretty good job, and I believe in the spirit that was given there, and I think it's... I'll just like to read the last three parts because I think it, you know, there's a lot of good stuff said in there, but I think it's worth saying again. The Thompson Creek, 4 mile, 3 mile creek, and Coal Creek watersheds, headwaters of East Divide Creek, Muddy Basin, as well as the local community and environmental values and economy they support, deserve preservation and protection. And unless conducted in appropriate places and in reasonable manner, energy development on federal lands in the Thompson Creek, 4 mile, 3 mile creek, and Coal Creek watersheds, headwaters of East Divide and Muddy Basin, has the potential to be inconsistent with such preservation and protection. And number three, the Board of County Commissioners of Garfield County supports the efforts of the Thompson Divide Coalition to explore legislative initiatives and other opportunities to protect these special areas from energy development in a manner that respects existing rights of leaseholders. Hats off to you, all of you, in working and cooperation. It's amazing what you can do. You know, two things I've learned through my life is it's amazing what can be accomplished when people work together, number one. And number two, it's amazing what can be accomplished when nobody cares who gets the credit. I think this is kind of a perfect example where a lot of people have come together. It is a contentious issue, but the 10 years I've been on this board, I've seen a lot of different people, organizations come together to make it work.
Then it just evaporated into the ether. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened. I don't think anybody knows what happened, except for maybe Tom Jankowski, who completely took that letter and removed all the good and added his own language.
Well, let's listen to one of the clips from Commissioner Tom Jankowski from that meeting.
I did sign a letter at one point saying that these should be there should be permanent withdrawal, but I don't feel that way today.
That's just a complete reversal of what he was doing before. You tried to talk to them sort of after they had made the decision at the meeting, and they seemed really uncomfortable about talking about it. Did you ever approach Tom Jankowski again after the meeting?
I have not talked to Commissioner Jankowski since that meeting, and I don't know what he would say or what I could say that would change his mind, and I don't know if he could explain it to me. Mm-hmm. You know, he actually used the words at one point saying that he was still surprised that he had signed that resolution. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you can surprise yourself, I guess.
After 10 or 12 years of supporting something. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The outcome was surprising to everybody else. And the Thompson Divide Coalition and the cooperative effort that has been maintained for more than a decade, I think that it just really flies in the face of all of that.
Will Roush, do you want to add any response?
Sure. I guess I went to that meeting, and I think, like Scott, was very surprised that Garfield County reversed course so dramatically on over a decade of supporting protection of the Thompson Divide and listening to their constituents on an issue that's united this community probably more than anything else. Mm-hmm. And I think most people agree with me on that. You know, I was struck by a couple things about the commissioner's comments. My sense is, you know, Tom Jankowski spent a lot of time talking about the past, and John Martin talked about being fearful of permanent protection, or that their comments came from a place looking backwards and around fear, whereas I think what the Thompson Divide Coalition, what the towns of Carbondale and Glenwood are asking for is, economic hope for the future. People want the guarantee that they'll be able to build businesses based on an agricultural and recreational economy. Mm-hmm. And they want to take a bold step going into the future to permanently protect this place. The commissioners seemed to be more coming from a place of fear and looking backwards at old coal mines. Mm-hmm. We've moved beyond that. We've got a new economy here, and permanent protection is something the community wants to guarantee that economic future.
There are two completely different views of the future. I want to play one clip by John Martin.
I do want you to know that this is only going to be the first step in what I see in the future. And that's going to be limiting the use of this by someone else, removing the animals from federal lands, and the attempt to make it totally wilderness and keep everybody out of it in reference to what we have today. That's on the table. I see it coming. Yep. I see it's an outside agency that's going to bring that, probably Western Watershed, which is outside all of us and our understanding of what their real game is. I've seen it in Montana, Wyoming. I see it again in Idaho. This will be the next step in limiting what you can do in Thompson Creek.
Is John Martin correct when he says that a permanent withdrawal of the Thompson Divide from future natural gas leasing or oil and gas leasing will lead to designation as a wilderness area, which will cause, I mean, we all know what happens when a place is designated wilderness, but, and is Western Watershed Council, are they trying to create a wilderness area out of Thompson Divide?
There's a number of factual inaccuracies in Commissioner Martin's statement. A mineral withdrawal is not the first or second or fifth step on the way to a wilderness designation. A wilderness designation, you know, comes from a citizen's effort, and that's not part of the Corps Act in this geography at all.
Okay.
And it's also worth noting that the Wilderness Act allows cattle grazing and provides for the continuing use of that in an area. So
in
there's
certain areas, right?
There's ranchers around here that graze in wilderness. Mm-hmm. But all that being said, the Corps Act does not have anything that would designate the Thompson Divide as wilderness. And there's been no efforts by the group Commissioner Martin's referring to, Western Watersheds Project, to work on grazing issues, which is what they work on.
Okay.
But they're not working on the Thompson Divide at all. And it's really important to remember that it's the ranching community that's led the efforts to protect this area. And so, you know, claiming that somehow this is going to cause the removal of cattle from the landscape is, kind of a about as backward a conclusion as you could get to from all the efforts that the agricultural community has put into trying to protect this place.
I'd like to take Will's point a step further, too, though, and add that I think that that sort of speculative thinking and really distribution of misinformation is pretty dangerous. And we saw this kind of escalate since the Garfield County Commission meeting. It spread into Mesa County, and the Mesa County commissioners the following week passed a resolution based on something that didn't exist, saying that the wilderness in Thompson Divide they were against. And
That's completely off the point.
Completely off point. They passed a resolution
saying that they're against wilderness in Thompson. They're against Thompson Divide being declared a wilderness area.
Right. And nobody's ever proposed that.
And that has nothing to do with the CORE Act.
It's not an element of the CORE Act.
No.
It's not an element of the Thompson Divide Withdrawal and Protection Act, and it never has been.
There are a couple of other things that I was hoping that you guys could comment on, some of the other comments that the commissioners gave. Let's go with this one.
I think the area has changed. We were talking about Garfield County, a small portion. Now you're talking 180,000 acres that have existing leases and have had leases since 1942, which you want to do a withdrawal from. And that's not right. That's a vested property right that we have to protect. And the area that we're talking about, the Thompson Divide and the leases that were there from 2008 forward, were withdrawn.
Yeah.
That's done. That's what we supported. It was done. Yeah, and the transfer of rights in that area to a different area that we supported. And that area was Rio Blanco, Mesa County, and Delta County. And so that's why we supported that particular one, because those energy companies, as well as the governments, were held harmless in reference to that transfer and the paying money back. Because once money is taken by the federal government on a lease and a purchase, that money is distributed to the Federal Mineral Leasing Distribution Act through Congress and the state of Colorado. When you withdraw that, that money has to be made back to the Treasury in one way or the other and back to the companies, because you're taking their right away from them that you sold them. And so 180,000 acres of rights that you're asking permanent withdrawal is, have you looked at the dollars in reference to a minimum of 100,000 acres that already have been leased? That's a huge amount of dollars that the local governments are going to have to pay back. That means school districts, fire districts, municipalities, water districts, libraries, communications authority, the county itself, and on through. So it comes with a price tag.
In this clip, Commissioner Martin mentioned several things that I think he's confusing with something else. Can you respond to that clip, Will Rausch, in terms of the acreage and the county having to pay for stuff? I don't understand it.
Sure. So I think there's two parts there. One is the amount of land that's currently leased within the proposed boundaries of the withdrawn area in the CORE Act. And when folks started getting concerned about the Thompson Divide, there were about 100,000 acres worth of leases in that very broad Thompson Divide area. Since then, though, the BLM has canceled tens of thousands of acres of leases. A number of leases have expired or gone away through other administrative mechanisms. Additionally, the boundaries of the Thompson Divide that would be protected through legislation have gotten quite a bit smaller. It doesn't include any land in Mesa or Delta County where there were leases. So that 100,000 acre figure that Commissioner Martin quoted is wildly out of date. There's probably between 10 and 20,000 acres of lands that are currently leased within the Thompson Divide that would be protected in the CORE Act. And it's really important to remember that that legislation protects those valid existing rights, so those leaseholders would maintain those. They wouldn't go away. And then the Act goes even further and allows those leaseholders to essentially trade in their leases if they want to do so willingly, and get credit for them to acquire leases elsewhere in the state.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really fair to the leaseholders. And then that's kind of a good transition to this question of compensation or taxpayers being left to pay the money.
Right, where does that come from?
You know, as part of the Rhone Plateau settlement, there was money refunded, and that definitely came from the taxpayers. But this legislation doesn't refund any money to leaseholders. It provides this credit for elsewhere if they want to. That might not even happen. So there's no taxpayer impact from this legislation.
And I think it's also worth mentioning that the federal government has already paid $1.5 million to settle the leases that were invalid up there. And Commissioner Martin says that he doesn't feel like permanent withdrawal is the way to go, but I think it probably is, because if you're not, you're actually creating a scenario where these same leases that we've just paid $1.5 million for could go right back on the auction block. And I don't understand the fiscal responsibility there.
Just want to remind you that you're listening to Valley Voices on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh, your host, and my guests are Scott Willoughby and Will Rausch. In this next clip I want to play, Commissioner Martin, to my way of thinking, introduces an idea about recapturing the methane from the closed Mid-Continent coal mines up Coal Basin.
We also remember that this is a huge natural resource area. In fact, I look at Pitkin County releasing more greenhouse gas because nothing is being done with the old Mid-Continent coal mine and venting all of that methane out and not capturing it in one way or another. That could be turned into an energy source right now with very little, effort by putting in, again, turbines and what have you to protect our environment, capture that instead of venting it out directly into the air. And that's what's happening right now, and nobody's doing anything about it. And this will only, continue it going forever. We need to do something about that methane going into the atmosphere. If you do a permanent withdrawal, that's what you're going to get. It's going to be right up there all the time. No one's ever going to be able to capture it or stop it.
Is this the first time this has been discussed in relation to permanent withdrawal of the Thompson Divide from oil and gas leasing, or has it come up before?
To my knowledge, this is the first time that the idea of capturing methane that's escaping from abandoned coal mines has come up. It is important to note that there's a provision in the CORE Act for lands in Gunnison County to allow the capture and generation of energy from escaped methane coming out of old coal mines. But this issue hasn't come up in Pitkin or Garfield County before. I think it's a fine one to talk about, and I believe Senator Bennett would be open to thinking about it elsewhere in the bill. What I do think is important, though, is that this isn't an issue in Garfield County. It's in Pitkin County. And Garfield County, again, has over a decade of support for legislative protection of the Thompson Divide. And so maybe this is a small issue to be worked out, but given the level of importance this issue has for the community, the commissioner should really get on board with towns like Carbondale and Glenwood, the business community, the agricultural community, the recreation community, and support the legislation. And if there's some details to work out, great, let's do that. But let's move ahead supporting it.
Scott, any comments?
You know, Commissioner Martin stated to me that he was interested in this methane capture idea, you know, in a meeting prior to the commissioner meeting. But again, that was the first time that I think it had ever come up. And I think it was directly related to the North Fork methane capture provision that was already in there. I relayed his comments to Senator Bennett's office, and you know, they're amenable and open to the idea. And you know, the legislation has not been, you know, drafted. It's been drafted, but it hasn't been, you know, brought up for a hearing or discussion. And, you know, if you want to add something like that, I think there's great potential.
So you're saying that a provision could be added to the bill that includes the coal basin area in the methane recapture?
Yeah, I think that provision could be added. You know, I also think, sort of putting a finer point on Will's comment, though, one of the commissioners from Gunnison County pointed out earlier at a different meeting, local control means local control for everyone. And, you know, these guys are worried about Garfield County until they're not. And we're expanding into Pitkin County, and drawing up provisions that really shouldn't have any bearing on their continued support for this legislation for the past 10 years.
Well, John Martin also mentioned later on in a conversation during this meeting, it seemed to me that he added that the underground mine fires in Garfield County, like Burning Mountain near Newcastle, also need to be taken care of before the Garfield County commissioners will approve of permanent protection of Thompson Divide. That, to me, came out of nowhere.
You know, there's a lot of federal land issues that need attention, whether they're underground fires or grazing issues. But I think what's really clear is that the local communities here have been asking for the assurance that this place would be permanently protected mm-hmm. from the impacts of energy development mm-hmm. on recreation, on the agricultural economy. And that's what should happen here. And we can continue working on those other issues, but we should move ahead with protecting this area through the CORE Act as soon as possible.
Scott, you mentioned earlier that because of John Martin's comment about the possibility of Thompson Divide becoming wilderness if it's permanently withdrawn from leasing, other than that, how much clout do you think their decision will have on the final draft of the CORE Act?
Well, of course, we would prefer to move forward with the support of Garfield County, but I think we saw in Glenwood Springs, not long after the Garfield County Commissioner meeting, the Glenwood City Council members were tripping over themselves to try and be the person to second the motion of support. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We saw a similar response out of Carbondale. We've seen it in Pitkin County. We've seen it in Gunnison County. Pretty much everybody, you know, who has ever been affiliated with the Thompson Divide Coalition and the Thompson Divide Withdrawal and Protection Act has maintained their support and really amplified it. So it's not impossible to move forward without Garfield County's support, but, you know, we'd certainly like to see it return to where it was.
Okay. We're about out of time. You guys, anything else you'd like to add on this topic?
The other thing that really struck me is that after the Garfield County commissioners reversed course on over a decade of support for legislatively protecting the Thompson Divide, there's been this just flood of letters to the editor, obviously Glenwood Springs and Carbondale lending their support, other counties. So I hope this is a place where the commissioners really do listen to their constituents. They mentioned it several times in their conversations that they wanted to. It seems pretty clear where the people who would be most affected by this bill stand.
Scott, anything you'd like to add?
I think harking back to that Glenwood Springs City Council meeting, it was evident that the community is upset by this mm-hmm. to the point that I would describe it as angry. And, you know, Will mentioned that there was a lot of talk of constituents and, you know, doing their bidding, but there was also equal amount of talk of, you know, personal belief and how I feel today coming out of the county commissioner's office. And I just not only am surprised and upset by the outcome of that particular meeting, but I'm just confused. Okay. I think that would sum it up more okay. than anything.
Well, Scott Willoughby of Trout Unlimited and Will Rausch of the Wilderness Workshop, thanks very much for joining me.
Thanks for having us, Amy.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You've been listening to Valley Voices on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.